Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
It's Sean and RJ with a Tolo Tuesday edition here on DFW Sports Station. In case you did not know, we are your home for Dallas Cowboys football and the World Series champs. And we are the home, about 14 years running now, of Jerry Jones live every Tuesday, brought to you by your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. I'm Sean Sharif alongside Ralph James Choppy and our Cowboys insider, Bobby Belt. So we are awaiting Jerry. How was he after the game the other day, Bob?
I obviously disappointed, but had talked about that, you know, this is early and you know, we're not going to overreact to something this early in the season. There's a lot of football left ahead of us.
All right. So we got to ask about the Rundy, the personnel, Mike Zimmer's defense. Is this Dalvin Cook time? All of the above with Jerry Jones joining us now here on Sean and RJ 105.3 The Fan. Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
It's good to be on with you today, and let's hope we can straighten this thing out.
Yes, sir. Jerry, did that feel like Green Bay 2.0, the Packers playoff game all over again Sunday?
Really, not really at all. It felt more like, I think it was described, the opening day many, many years ago. We just really felt like that you had the mentality of mentality being the lack of quickness, urgency, and the importance of, in some cases, not running around your block, in some cases, not running through the block if you're a defensive guy. I just think they made us pay. They came in really ready to play at a very high level, and we were not. And really took its toll, because they used that to effectively make plays early that, under any normal circumstances, when you get worn down with the running against the running game, you usually have an entire team that feels the impact. And that's the best way that I can explain it. What is a fact is that the players that we have out there can play what we were trying to do Sunday a lot better. They can do that. And all they have to do is do that with just more emphasis, more feeling that controlling that block on you, controlling it, getting to a spot quicker, that makes the kind of difference that we saw Sunday. So this doesn't call for a change in the system. It doesn't call for a change in the player as much as it does take what we've learned Sunday. You can look at it the week before, and we didn't have some of those same issues, but this can happen to you. So I think that's the best news. The thing that if I were a fan, I'd look at is this something that we've got the year to look forward to? And the fact is, it is not.
Jerry, in the off season, you had talked about the run defense. We've all talked about that as a weak spot for the Cowboys. Does this make you worry that what you guys did to address it is not going to work with what Alvin Kamara and the Saints did run game-wise?
What you saw was an addressing of the run game during the off season. You saw the fact that we are doing some things differently in the run game, and you saw the results of it not being done well. And so you've got to do what we changed to do. You have to do that better than we did out there, to almost be trite to say that. But the point is that the players that we have can do it better, and each one of them cumulatively will make that defense better. And it looks dramatic, as though it's but it's these are not dramatic things that can be corrected that I'm talking about. And so you basically take, if you will, the group as a whole and say, again, remind what the principle of the defense is, and then you go out there and you just do it with a complete understanding of if we don't do it, if we're not where we're supposed to be, if we're not there at the time we're supposed to be, if we let this guy get to us in a, at a certain time, you could basically have the results we had Sunday.
Jerry Jones here on 105.3 The Fan. Jerry, besides Coach Zimmer, what were some of those other things that you guys did to address the run D that, that you felt good about?
Well, we got bigger in the middle, and we are bigger in the middle than we have been. And principally that's it. And we got linebackers, I think, that have better skills at defending the run and are basically very capable of reading, if you will, reading what the guy in front of you is doing. We didn't look like that Sunday, but that's what we've done to address it.
Jerry, do you feel that when your team gets, you know, like you mentioned, like they came in with a plan, they took it to you. Do you feel like when your team gets punched in the mouth early in a game that they sometimes struggle to respond?
Well, when you don't respond, you always feel like that. You always feel like that. Since I was in high school, if you have a team come out, they're playing well, they make some good plays, and they continue that doing all play long, you say, well, you didn't come to play. You didn't give effort. That's the game. And that kind of, whether you're observing it or whether you're playing it, that's exactly what the game does. And at the end of the day, when you have two halves of play like that, you'll feel like your team wasn't prepared, didn't respond. That's as old as the game itself. You always feel like that.
Jerry, what did Coach Zimmer have to say when you guys gathered and met and reviewed the film about either the lack of adjustments or what the Saints did to the defense?
We can improve. This is something we can correct. This is not something that we can't look to more like we played at Cleveland than we played out there the other day. We saw things at certain spots we hadn't seen during the preseason. And we had players that were doing things in a way that they hadn't done it before. Had they done it before, we would have been able to correct it by example. So the point is, can we take exactly what we're trying to do and have it ready to go, and have it ready to go in a way that can win these games during the season and get ready for the playoffs? The answer is a big yes, we can.
Was there a lack of adjustments by Coach Zimmer during this one?
No, no, not at all. He basically was on the money from the very beginning. We thought we could go back out there and adjust it in the second half, and we, of course, didn't do it successfully. But we can do this, and we can do it with the personnel that we've got out there right now. We've got some really, I'm about as excited over the things and the players that we've got that can adjust, if you will, or play better than they played. I'm as excited about those players, and there are many of them young players, a couple of them newer players. I'm excited about those players as I've been about any in a long time.
Cowboys owner and general manager Jerry Jones joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. Jerry, you just mentioned that the young players that you guys have, How much of maybe some of the struggles that we saw on Sunday are related to the growing pains of having to rely on so many rookies and young players?
Well, you can put overall 100% of a need to be aware of what happens if you do not execute each of your assignments. You can't run around blocks. And certainly if two players on one snap do that, you could really get gutted. And so Sunday will give us a very great sense of awareness, in my view. It will be a great teaching tool for as we get ready to play Baltimore. And this isn't a cliche, you have to take what we didn't do out there Sunday. And that's the job this week, to show each of those players what would happen had you done it the way that the plan and the was designed to go. Now, that's real stuff, and that works. And the question is, do we have the people to make it work? And we do, from the coaching staff right through the players. And so I can say that I can really not just hope and prayer. I can look and say, we've got the people and we've got a scheme that will keep from happening Sunday.
Jerry, to start off the interview, you had talked about urgency. How rare is it, or how common is it in your time doing this, that week two, after winning the first week, that you would come in with a lack of urgency? What do you attribute that to? Is that really surprising to you?
I'm saying, when I say lack of urgency, it could be on a given play.
Okay.
It could be on a given play. It could be you've got to beat that guy to the angle. You've got to beat him to the angle. If he angles you, gets an angle on you, he's going to he's going to block you. And my point is that it isn't rare for it to happen to a player from time, one time or another in a football game. It's unusual for it to happen across the board as often as it happened.
Yeah.
That's unusual. And then that's where I'm getting a lot of the confidence that I have, that we can correct what we're doing. We can play this scheme much better than we played it. And we've got players out here that, albeit some of them are young, but, boy, we've got some good talent out there. And this is the kind of thing, defense is the kind of thing that you can take talented guys, guys that can move, guys that have some speed, guys that have natural instincts of getting to the ball. And you can correct some technical aspects of their game and really make a big difference. However, it's a team. And so you can have two or three doing it right and one doing it wrong, and you still get a bad play. So, you know, this sounds like we're just essentially doing a primer here on football. But the kinds of things that coaching can improve a team on are the kinds of challenges and where we can look forward to improvement on this defense.
Jerry, the Saints offensive coordinator is Clint Kubiak, and he comes from Kyle Shanahan's offensive system, and that's a system that's been really challenging for your run defense in recent years. There's been discussion about, hey, this San Francisco scheme, it's kind of got the book on you guys. What do you say to people who say that Dallas just is not capable of beating this Kyle Shanahan type of run scheme?
Well, we've got to get capable of beating it if we haven't beating it. Systems in the NFL, systems in football come and go. And I've seen them my entire life and all the way back to when I was in college. And I've seen systems that are in vogue work. And they work until they develop ways, the opponents develop ways to shut it down. The all systems have their strengths and they have their vulnerabilities. And so if you've got a system that's working good, one of the things that we were able to do when I first came into the NFL, we were able to take a relatively speaking new approach to defense, smaller, faster, and we were able to get that implemented and get it in. And We were able to win with it. Systems do count. Chan Gailey told me one time, he said there was a young quarterback in college, played at Syracuse.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
He said, you get me that guy, and I'll have two world championships won before they know what hit them, before they make the adjustments in the system.
Jerry, go ahead.
Bottom line is that systems do count, and this one seems to be a working universe. Are they perfect? No, they aren't perfect. Because that's not necessarily the system that, for instance, Kansas City's using. Not necessarily. I'm sure they've got plays and got aspects of it that are similar, but still, it's not universal throughout the league.
Jerry, how concerned are you about the state of your guys' run game, and do you anticipate Dalvin Cook to play this weekend?
I don't know how to pan out for us. We looked healthy as of yesterday in the running back with the running back room. But right now, we were pleased. We could have had some better protection in general with our running backs. That's a strong suit, of course, for Zeke. But Dak was got pretty hurried there on a few occasions. So right now, across the board, Rico did real well, I thought, in the game the other day. And so I don't necessarily see a change that would involve Cook this year, this week.
How do you feel about Ferguson playing?
Everything looks on go to him. We'll see how he responds the first of the week.
Jerry Jones here on 105.3 The Fan. Jerry, I know you touched on this in your sit-down with Stephen A. It was a huge fan topic during the offseason. There's a certain big running back coming to town that you guys were connected with. Your thoughts on the Derrick Henry possibility or the reason you guys didn't try to sign him in the offseason, with whatever way you can answer it?
Let me say this. There are a lot of good players that you're connected with when you've got movement. I'll bet you're connected with 90% of all the free agents that are out there. So that's not really connected at all. That's a name, and that's a you know good and well that if you've got a good player out there and you don't sign him, guess what? You're probably going to be playing him. And so it works both ways. You take, when you do sign him, you take one out of your competition and you put him over on your side. But the same thing works with other players. And so he's a heck of a running back, but you won't find any that do any better job than the one we played Sunday out there, Kamara, with the New Orleans Saints. And so I have all the respect in the world for him. He's a top running back. Would just be we've got other things that we've got to get ready to do other than just regret or lament on whether or not we signed one of those players we're playing Sunday.
Do you anticipate adding another running back at some point? I know Kareem Hunt's going. He's going to be visiting Kansas City today, you know, via signing or a trade.
Now, again, I'm really, I don't know what you're talking about as far as where you're looking, what you're talking about there. But still, I like what we are with our running backs. We've got good depth. We just didn't get to run them enough Sunday.
Jerry, I know you guys were really excited about DeMarvion Overshown coming into this season. Played really well in week one. Only got on the field for 18 snaps against New Orleans. What was your thought on the limited snaps that he got in this game?
They want to get him out there more and recognize that he got limited less snaps than they had planned on. And I think you'll see more of him in the future.
Jerry, what impact is there on your team, if any, from losses like Sunday being magnified by Mike being in the last year of his contract?
Well, again, I don't think where he is with his contract has anything to do with Cleveland, where we were giving accolades out to him and Zimmer, or how we played Sunday. I don't think that you pair them up to that kind of timing. We're trying to get this team ready and in place to really make a run at the playoff on any given Sunday. You can have a bad day in the NFL, and you can certainly lose a ball game in the NFL. And the NFL is one that you can lose several games. And if you're playing well at the end of the year, you can win the Super Bowl. And so that's just what we've got. If we've got anything that albatross around our neck, is that we've been a good to very good team during the season over the last 4 or 5 years with Mike, and we haven't done well in the playoff. So let's trade some challenges during the season for doing well in the playoff, if you want to look at it that way.
Did last night at least make you feel a little bit better with how things ended in Philadelphia?
Well, I thought that I'm not so sure I understand what you're talking about. Did Philadelphia win or lose that game?
They lost at the very end.
Okay, I didn't see it.
Okay. Well, that's a rare one. You're usually all on top of it. Jerry, thank you so much for the time, and best of luck responding on Sunday. Thank you, as always.
You bet, guys. Good day.
Jerry Jones, every Tuesday at this time here on Sean and RJ, brought to you by your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. So mine, he didn't understand because he didn't see it. Choppy's, he didn't understand probably, you know, because of Choppy.
He doesn't understand 2.8 yards of carry. And that's bad, I guess. I don't know.
My notes are not good. Look, there's five things that I wrote down that were concerning about this football team heading into the year. Us and the majority of the fan base felt it, except for the Blue Belly homers. And obviously nothing that happened on Sunday made me feel different about that, and nothing that Jerry just said right now makes me feel any different about it. Run defense, your run game, your team's toughness, how they recover when trailing and getting punched early, and their depth did not seem to give the green light towards Dalvin Cook this weekend. All y'all correct me if I'm wrong with any of the things that I'm saying.
I don't know what I'm
talking about now. Apparently, there's nothing wrong with the running back room. That's what I got out of it.
And I would have sworn, and now look, they may do it, right? And they're just not going to say it today. McCarthy would probably have an aneurysm if Jerry came on here and said, yeah, I expect to see Dalvin this weekend. But there was a lot of hope and a lot of selling right there. A lot of hope and a lot of selling. But I'm numb to it after this offseason. Now, my wife always tells me that I'm a naive individual and I got to learn my lessons a little bit later because I'm a little bit too trusting of people. So finally, after 14 years, I'm more numb to it with the selling and the hopes and the dreams. But after this offseason and hammering down on these five things that I just went through on this list, nothing's affecting me with Jerry trying to sell it to me right then.
Yeah, I think he very clearly wanted to make clear that he does not think that it was the scheme, the Zimmer scheme, that was an issue. That he thinks it was more players just got to be better.
Yep.
I was surprised he went as extended into that answer about Mike and potential distraction, where he said, look, if we're trading some struggles in the regular season for being better equipped in January, all right, fine, because January is where we've fallen short. So I found that interesting that he was willing to go that deep into it. But the exact quote, Nick Harris over at the Fort Worth Star-Telegram now had transcribed it on the running back question that Choppy asked. He said, I don't know what you're talking about. I like where we are with our running backs. We have good depth. We just didn't get to see them run on Sunday.
Okay. So, scoreboard took the running game out of it. It's not the running back room. Now, it's the scoreboard.
That wouldn't be the first time that the scoreboard took the running backs out of it. But nobody really likes that running back room.
And that's the first time I can remember Jerry not watching one of the other games that were taking place. So let's go around the entire league. Let's laugh at Philadelphia again. Misery loves company. And everything that we learned in week two of the National Football League next on Sean and RJ.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.